Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This is a very special bonus episode where we will be giving you a 2022 holiday gift guide with all the best gifts we can think of for babies, toddlers, preschoolers, kids, partners, grandparents, and more. Let's get to it.
Hi, and welcome to the show. This is our 2022 holiday gift guide episode. Hi, Laura.
Hi, but you didn't expect to hear from us again this week, but here we are with a bonus episode.
Bonus episode time. It's that time of year that we all start thinking about our loved ones and what the hell to get them for the holidays.
Oh, boy.
We've been doing a lot of brainstorming and researching and thinking about the toys that our kids love so that we can pass on our knowledge to you in case you all need any help in this regard.
And we wanted to get this out before Black Friday, which, like, what does that even mean anymore? I feel like I've been seeing Black Friday sales for the last 3 weeks. Like, it, right?
It's just like Black November at this point.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So anyway, but there's a lot of sales this week. So we wanted to get this out so you can jump on those sales. I have no idea if any of the stuff that we're promoting is going to be on sale or if you're listening right now, or maybe you're listening, way in the future. And maybe there's some really cool toys in 2025 that we don't know about.
Exactly. And look, we all know that the best holiday gifts are time spent together with family, etc. I acknowledge up front that things like experiences are wonderful gifts to give to. But I'm not going to lie. I think most of our list, Laura, is just straight up stuff you can buy your loved ones that we think that they will enjoy.
Yeah. And well, here's the thing. Like, I think you all know that, like, the zoo exists and, like, kids museum memberships exist. Honestly, those were the best gifts we got last year. Was like, we asked for memberships. So we got, like, a membership to the zoo, and we got a membership to Descanso Gardens, and a membership to Kids Space, which is a kids museum, like a children's. Mm-hmm. I mean, calling it a museum, I feel like, is very stodgy. It's like a giant play place that's STEM focused or something. But those were the best. I mean, they really, really were the gifts that kept on giving. But the thing is, like, I don't know where you live.
Right.
I can't tell you where to go. But what I do know is that you probably have internet shopping. And so, and sometimes you need to just, like, tell an aunt or a grandparent, like, just they want to buy your kid a toy. So, like, here you go. This is a great one.
Yeah.
Also, I know your kids are like this, Shauna. My kids fucking love stuff. they love a toy.
It makes them so excited. I know.
Yeah, if it's plastic and makes noise, like, that's their jam. So
yeah, and it is fun to give a gift and watch your child open it and be excited as hell. So this is where we're coming from.
Yes. So please know that we recognize how consumerist this episode is. Will sound, and welcome to consumerist season, everyone.
And with all that said, we're going to start by talking about gifts for ourselves and what we want.
Yeah. Okay, so can I tell you what I want, what I'm going to ask Corey for, which is, like, he's probably not going to get it from you because he's going to think it's so boring.
Oh, my gosh. I am dying to know because I want ideas for my own list, too. So, hit me with it.
Okay, I want an immersion blender.
Oh, like one of those sticks that you put into... Okay, tell me more.
To make, like, soups or blend... First of all, I used to have one. It broke. And I'm lost without it. Because there's just times where you need to, like, stick a blender stick into a pot and blend it all up. And I just don't have that right now. So I think I'm going to ask for, like, a nice, fancy immersion blender. I will say... They scare the shit out of me. Like, I take so many precautions with them because they're not the safest thing. It's like a fast-moving blade at the end of a stick, right?
That if there's an intruder in your house, you could definitely grab that as a weapon.
But it is really, really useful in the kitchen. So I think I'm going to ask for that.
Cool. I can safely say I've never used an immersion blender in my life. So now I feel like I'm missing out on an experience that sounds pretty cool.
It's really great for soups. You know, you can, like, make a soup and then you stick it in. You don't have to, like, transfer it to a blender.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've actually made whipped cream in a pinch with one. You know, you put it in, like, a tall, like, Pyrex measuring cup, whipping cream, and it just... makes whipped cream real quick. So
fun.
I love a kitchen gadget, though. That's my jam.
Okay. Well, I hope Corey gets that for you. And I don't think any gift giver should judge whether or not what we want is boring, right?
That's a good point. Like, it's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that counts.
Okay, Laura, I'm going to pull up my wish list. I have made my own wish list already on Giftzer. That's what our family uses to keep track of our wish lists. And I'm scrolling through it and everything is so boring. Oh my God. OXO Good Grips 2-Cup Measuring Cup.
Ooh.
Lock and Lock Easy Essentials Food Storage Container with Dividers. Okay, so I've got some kitchen things too on here. But here, in my opinion, here is the most exciting thing on my list.
Okay.
If you recall, back in May, I went for Mother's Day to a hotel by myself and spent the night alone, and it was wonderful.
I do. I'm still jealous.
Yeah, I know. Maybe this year it'll be your turn, Laura. Mother's Day 2023. The pillow at this hotel was the perfect pillow I have ever touched in my entire life. Like, I was just like, what is this? Because I'm allergic to feathers.
That's right.
So the perfectly lofted, soft, head sinks into it pillow is very hard for me to find with like foam or polyester or whatever. And I'm never satisfied because I want a feather pillow, but I can't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Even the hypoallergenic feather pillows, I'm like wary of because I'm more allergic to feathers than probably anything in the world. And this pillow was amazing. It's the pillow that they use at Choice Hotels. Like, I was looking up the tag. I was spending my time alone at this hotel, Googling the types of pillows they use at this hotel and where I can buy them. And I have not forgotten about it in all these months. So I found that pillow again and put it on my wish list. And I'm like dying for someone to buy me this pillow. So there you have it.
How much is that pillow?
$60.
Oh, come on. Someone should be able to buy you that pillow. I am very behind you on this. I am on an eternal quest to find a pillow situation that makes me happy. And, you know, I don't know if I'll ever be happy.
What do you like in a pillow? Are you a firm person, a soft, sinky person?
I need like squish. Like, I need to feel like I'm sinking down into it, but it can't just flatten out like a pancake, right? Like, it's got to provide enough structure. I just want to feel like I'm on a cloud, Shauna. I just want to feel like I'm weightless and nothing can touch me.
Yes, that can be achieved in life by the pillow you use, which is why this is on my list. You might like this one. If I get it, I'll let you touch it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will say the other thing I kind of just want for Christmas is like gift cards, because I don't have the luxury of like buying myself stuff the way I used to when I was like childless and making a large income. You know, I could just like buy myself things, and now I have to like really think about it. And so I would love like just the freedom to buy whatever shit I wanted without thinking about the price, you know?
Yeah, that is fun. That is fun.
So anywho, I think enough about ourselves. We should probably move on to gift ideas for the little ones. And as our listeners know, we've kind of moved on from the baby phase, but we do still have a few ideas for gifts for infants, newborns and infants. Is that right?
Yeah. What do you got, Laura?
Okay. So my two ideas for infants are, okay, first of all, they don't need toys. Like, they really don't need toys. Like, I cannot tell you how many infant toys I have that, like, just went untouched, right? Like, they don't give a shit. Like, maybe in the car a little bit, whatever. But it's all the stuff you just pick up, like, at Target in the baby aisle. There's nothing special about them, as far as I know. Like, I never found a baby toy that was, like, the most magical baby toy that was so special compared to all the other ones. It's like, they all just kind of rattle and make noise and have texture and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I will say one thing I really like wish I had sort of splurged on more with Augie and that I did with Sebastian this time was getting like really nice sleep sacks for him. So the first time around, I got the Halo sleep sacks, which are totally fine. Like, they're totally fine. They worked well. They're sturdy. They stood the test of time.
Right.
And then on my mom's groups, I started acquiring like secondhand fancier sleep sacks.
Ooh la la.
And I was like, oh, I see why people like these because they are nice. Like, these are nice. Mm-hmm. So there's actually three brands that I have to recommend. The first is Kyte, K-Y-T-E. Mm-hmm. Theirs are like, they have all these different weights. So you can have, go from like, you know, really warm weather sleeping to like really, really cold. They're made out of this like bamboo fabric that's super, super soft and buttery. And they're super long. So they actually last a really long time. Like, the first time I put Sebastian in one, it was like hilarious because it looked like it was like dragging on the floor. I was holding him. It was like almost on the floor. But they have longevity.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I really like those Kyte sleep sacks. They start around like $54, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Then there's Pear, P-E-H-R. And they make these like organic cotton, like almost like puffy sleep sacks that are so like they feel very like hippie chic, you know, like they feel they have like these really sweet, subtle designs on them. And they're so soft.
Oh, and nice.
Those seem to start at around $56. Mm-hmm. And then the like real upper end, I'm sure there's like way higher end sleep sacks you can buy. Like, you know, like way expensive with everything baby related. But the one that I have on the top of the list here is Woleno.
Oh,
have you ever used a Woleno sleep sack?
No.
Mm-mm. So Woleno is like 100% merino wool, and their whole shtick is that they claim to be like a four-season sleep sack because they say that the merino wool has some like magical properties that like keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Hmm. But they have like a really nice weight to them. They're clearly a really nice quality, and they're about $100 each. So they're definitely up there, but they've got really cute patterns. And we have a hand-me-down Woleno that Sebastian wears almost every night. So
nice.
That would be like something you could get for someone you know who has an infant, like they would really appreciate a super nice sleep sack.
Yeah, love that idea.
And then my other idea for infants is like going upscale on the jammies because they spend so much time in their jammies, you know?
Yeah.
These babies, like their little footy sleepers, they can be in them all day. And when Sebastian was a newborn, we were actually gifted a matching set of Little Sleepies brand jammies. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
So it's super cute. Here, I'm going to send you a photo. Okay, I just sent you a photo from when Sebastian was a newborn.
Oh, cute. Matching banana jammies.
Matching banana jammies. And they're so soft. They're also made out of that bamboo rayon or whatever, where it's so soft. But I can say that they actually hold up really, really well because this morning, Sebastian was wearing the 2T jammies that you can see in this picture. Like, he's already grown into the pair that Augie was wearing in this picture. So,
oh, nice.
And they're still going strong. They're $34 for the baby jammies, which, you know, is reasonable, right? Especially if they wear it for a long time. They're super stretchy, so they last a long time. So, yeah, those are my ideas for infants. Like, go big on sleepwear.
Cute. Love those ideas.
Okay, so those were some ideas for the youngest ones. But Shauna, I think we should move on to slightly older children, little toddlers.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas of presents for these little tykes?
I do. A gift that my brother got Elle years ago when she was like 2 or 3 years old has been a hit through the years. Now Cece loves it. I highly recommend the Micro Mini Scooter. It's got two wheels in front and one wheel in back. And it's perfect for little kids. It's like perfect for ages 2 to 5, I'd say. Like my girls definitely started using it when they were 2 and have gotten better and better. Elle even still uses it sometimes, but she's like so fast now on it. And Cece's learning. And it's just like a really fun outdoor toy. And of all the scooters available out there, that particular one has been great for us. And so that's why I recommend it.
We have one of those too. And Augie's never really taken to it all that much, but Sebastian loves it.
Really?
And I need to remember to take it to like the park so we can try going faster on it. Because, you know, in our grassy and like dirt backyard, it just kind of bumbles along and isn't very useful. But yeah. he's really into it. So
yeah, it's super fun to take to the park. The girls love bringing it there, especially when the playground has a sidewalk that goes like all around in a circle, and mm-hmm. they're timing me, and I have to like get my stopwatch on my phone, and they zip around, and other kids at the park want to join. It's like, it's a really fun, just a great classic childhood gift.
And don't they make a macro mini scooter for like older kids too?
Oh, I don't know. I should look into it though, because I think Elle needs the next version up.
Yeah, okay. It's not called the Macro. It's called the Maxi. The Maxi Ooh. Deluxe, or I guess Deluxe might be the type. I'm looking them up. But yes, so the company is called Micro Kickboard, but they have Maxi size for ages 5 to 12. So there you go.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. All right. So that's my first one. Do you have something for toddlers?
Yes. Okay. So for the youngest toddlers, I just have to recommend the classic Melissa and Doug broom and mop set.
Yes, we have one of those.
So I just have to say that like everyone's mileage will vary. I feel like you said that your kids didn't really play with it, but in our mm-hmm. house, it's like probably one of the number one most played with toys.
Wow, that's so funny. Awesome.
Sebastian loves pretending to clean. And then like nowadays, Augie uses them for other imaginative play. Like today it was a blaster because he was ghost busting. The ghostbuster needed a blaster. And so it was like the mop was the blaster.
Oh, that's great.
And that's about $25.
Cool.
And I'd say that's probably good for like 12 months and up.
Yeah, definitely.
What's next?
Okay, so I have just a number of wonderful books that I think would be great to give your kids for Christmas, but I'm not going to list them all. Instead, I'm going to list a service called LilyPost Book Subscription.
What is that?
Yeah, it's so great. I love it. When we car sat for an acquaintance, he is in production and went out of town for like 3 months and lived in an area with like parking restrictions and needed someone to like keep his car on a residential street so it wouldn't get ticketed or towed, right? So we did that for him and he wanted to pay us to say thank you. We're like, no, it just sat in front of our house. Anyway, as a thank you, he got our kids a 3-month subscription to LilyPost Books, and I had never heard of it. It was so neat. Every month, a box is delivered with 3 books. They were wrapped, so it was exciting. The girls got to unwrap books, and they're just like picture books, right? But they were books like I'd never heard of or thought to buy or thought to even get at the library. So it exposed us to new authors, new books, and they're wonderful quality. One of the books in our delivery was The Sloth Who Slowed Us Down, and my kids love that book. Another one's called Sweetie, about a naked mole rat who's a real outcast and like tries to find a way to fit in by being herself. And it's just like so fun. So it's a gift that can keep giving throughout the year too. You know, if grandparents want to give like a subscription gift, I think it's a perfect opportunity to do that. And I think it starts at like $18.95 a month.
Oh, I love that.
And you can pick books for younger kids. So you can pick board books for babies and toddlers or picture books for toddlers, preschool and up.
Awesome. I'm going to note that down. Oh, and I should mention that we're going to have this whole list and also some other stuff like our stuff from our 2020 gift guide and a few additional things we won't have time to mention here on our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts. So like you don't have to be pulling your car over and taking notes down. It'll all be on our website.
Yes. All right, Laura, what's next on your list?
Okay, so my list is basically for this age group, for toddlers and preschoolers. It's like all stuff that we love and like I've vetted because I know that we mm-hmm. use it all the time. Okay, so the next thing on that list is the Melissa and Doug. We're still on Melissa and Doug. Melissa and Doug jumbo extra thick cardboard building blocks.
Ooh.
Do you know about these?
No.
They're like these giant cardboard building blocks. I want to say they're, you know, the biggest one is like a foot long and like they're like really, really big and they're really light, but they're also really sturdy. Like you can stand on them without them collapsing.
Like you can stand on them or your kid can stand on them.
Supposedly you can stand on them. I haven't tried.
Really?
Oh. Well, they have this really cool like origami situation. When you fold them together, they're like they have structure on the inside so that they're strong. Oh. They're not just like a shell. And they're really cool. And honestly, they've gotten so much use in our house. Like, they're one of those sort of open-ended play things that actually does lead to open-ended play. Like, right now, Sebastian loves actually stacking them. Augie likes building robots out of them. Sometimes they just become, like, things for the Hot Wheels to drive along. But they do take up a good amount of space, but we leave them out all the time because they're so fun. Like, they really love them. Yeah. So
that was going to be my question. How much space do they take up? Because we are limited on space for toys.
Yeah, they're definitely a bulky item.
And how many do you need?
So the set comes with 40 blocks that are in like three different sizes. And they're smart because they're like fractions of the size of like the blocks. So there's a big block and the littler block is half the size and the littler block is a quarter of the size. So you can like really stack them together properly.
Oh, okay.
But you don't actually have to like unfold or refold all of them, right? Like they come in a flat box and you fold up as many as you need. So like we definitely have not folded up all of them, or we didn't at first, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And I my mom got them for us and my gut reaction was like, God, no. Like these are huge. They're going to take up all this space, but they play with them so much that it's so great. So
cool.
Take back my skepticism. All right, what's your next one?
Oh, speaking of cardboard structures, my next one is also made out of cardboard.
Okay.
And it's a giant cardboard house, like a playhouse, basically, that you can make out of cardboard. Not like building it from scratch out of Amazon boxes. Like you can actually buy this on Amazon. We got these for the girls, or I should say Santa got them for the girls last year, and it's a big impact in the morning, right? They come out for Christmas and we had pre-built them, and they're taller than the girls. They're probably like as tall as I am, quite big. They have like doors that you can open and windows that you can open, and they're printed with, there's all kinds of choices, right? We got them little houses that have dog, you know, like a dog face on the window and little bones and dog bowls. It was a dog themed house, right? And then you can buy some that are like unicorns. You can buy this kind of thing in the form of like a pirate ship or a castle, a submarine. So they have all these different options of this, these giant cardboard structures that your kids can play in. And some of them, the designs on the outside are outlines. They're not colored in. So part of the fun is the kids get to be able to decorate them themselves. The ones we bought were white with like black outline designs. And then I bought these paint sticks and they can just color all over and decorate the house and then play in the playhouse.
Are these the ones that are called like banker's boxes?
That's one of the brands. That's the one we got. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Because my mom got one of those for Augie and Sebastian for Halloween, and it was a huge hit. I mean, it stayed up for so long. We finally had to get rid of it because it was like crushed because they were using it to like just everything. They were just, it was their favorite toy for a good number of weeks. They got a lot of mileage out of it. And my cat, too. Cal really loved playing with that thing.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. And it's a great alternative to an actual playhouse, like in the backyard. Like if you don't want to buy, you know, a plastic playhouse in the backyard because they might not play with it forever. This thing is like $30. You set it up. It's very exciting. You can fit little chairs in there. We strung up Christmas lights inside so they could, you know, have festive lights inside. They can bring toys in there. And then when they're done playing with it, you can put it in the recycling bin. So
awesome.
What's next, Laura?
All right. So another tried and true toy in our house is the Play School Sit and Spin.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have one of these?
No, we never got one because I have a fear of vomiting and lots of spinning leads to vomiting. But I do think they're cool.
Well, apparently not in our house.
Good.
They are really cool. So for people who don't know, it's just like this device where it's like a round, it's like a circle on the bottom with a pole in the center, and the kids can sit in it, wrap their legs around it, and the center stays still while the bottom spins. So they learn how to like spin themselves around. And oh my God, my kids love it. Like both of them. Sebastian figured out how to use it, I want to say it like 18 months. He figured out how to use it by himself. And they get such a joy out of being able to get on this thing and just spin to their heart's content. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think Augie especially is like sensory seeking, right? So like this is exactly what he needs some days. And my kids must have stomachs of steel. They will spin and spin and spin and spin and like nothing. They don't even care. So
good. That's great. Fun. All right. I have some more gift suggestions, but I think maybe we should take a break and come back with them.
Sounds like a plan.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we're back and we have some more gift ideas for toddlers and preschoolers. Shauna.
Yes.
Tell us, what else should we be getting these little kids in our lives?
This is an item that I got the girls last year for Christmas. It has been a hit all year. It lives in our art closet a lot, but it always comes out. Like, they always will go in looking for something to play with and do, and this will come out. So I definitely recommend this. The product is called Scribble Scrubbies, and it's made by Crayola. And they are little animal, sometimes they're mythical, magical creatures, but they're little figurines, a couple inches tall, and they are covered in kind of a soft, fuzzy white texture that you take markers, washable markers, and you can color and decorate them. So you're basically coloring and decorating your own little figurines to be as creative as you want, to make them look however you want. But then the fun thing, the extra fun thing for my kids anyway, is that it also comes with a little bathtub and a little scrub brush. So after you've decorated your little creatures and played with them, you know, polka dots or stripes or however you've done it, you can then wash them clean. All the marker comes off and they're like white and fuzzy again. So you can do it again and again. And I don't know what it is with my kids. Maybe it's kids in general, but they just like love washing little stuff. Like always, you know, it's like in the sink, I'll come into the bathroom like, where have you been the last 20 minutes? And they're scrubbing some, I don't know, little toy, stuffed animal or something. So this is perfect. It feeds that need for them to scrub little things, but they also get to be creative and color them. And they're really fun.
How cute. Okay, so my next tried and true toy is very simple. It's Lego Duplos.
Yes.
On the website, I'll be linking to like a box that's like a starter kit. But honestly, like if you can just get like a giant bag of Duplos from someone in your like local mom's group, that's just as good as buying new, because these things last forever. Lego really does a good job of making bricks that last forever. And for people who don't know, Duplos are just like double-sized Legos. So they're easier for little hands to figure out.
Yeah.
We just have a big box. For last Christmas, I actually got a giant bag of them secondhand for Augie, and they are in daily heavy rotation. I mean, we build so much stuff out of them. They're incorporated into his imaginary play. Sebastian's starting to put some blocks together. So definitely just having the Duplos around are super, super awesome. I was kind of against it because I was like, oh my God, it's a million little pieces and they're just going to get everywhere. But it's worth it for the creativity that they come up with them. So love those Duplos.
Yeah, Duplos are popular in our house too. So also highly recommend.
Also, apparently, because they're exactly double size for Legos, they are compatible with Legos, right? Like you can like put a Duplo on top of a Lego.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah, it's kind of fun in that respect.
Hot tip.
Okay, your turn. What's next?
My next suggestion is simple, but it has been a hit in our house. And honestly, I think they have been turned on for like 3 straight years in my girls' room. And that's a star projector, a rotating star projector. They each use them as their nightlight. We forget to turn them off during the day. And I really, truly think they have been rotating stars for a few years. So they're not expensive, but I'm going to link to the ones that we have because it's like $15 and they've lasted a long time. And it's just, it's cute and sweet to see the stars going around at night.
I think I need to get one of those for sure.
Yeah. What's next?
Okay, so my next one is a superhero mask and cape set.
Oh, fun.
Okay, these are everywhere on Amazon. I didn't give a brand because if you do a search for superhero mask and cape, you'll see that there's like 20 different iterations of very similar designs. They are very clearly copyright infringements, right? Like they're like trying to, like they won't say Avengers, but there's like a Hulk hand and there's like a Iron Man whatever fist and they're whatever. It's obvious what they are, but they're just like not supposed to be that. And normally I wouldn't endorse copyright infringement, but this seems fairly harmless. I feel like Marvel is doing okay financially. But we have a set that my mom got Augie that's like the Hulk, Spider-Man, Thor, and I don't know. I can't remember what the last one is. Captain America. And they're simple. It's just like a felt mask and a cape you put around your neck. But they love them. Both boys love them. Sebastian loves running around with the cape around his back. And again, it just facilitates imaginary play. So I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And those are pretty inexpensive. Like a set of four is less than $20.
Oh, good. Perfect. Okay. So transitioning to board games, you know that I love games. My family is pretty big on games, which I'm excited about. And this game we've had for a couple years, and it's always a hit with the kids. It's fun for me too. And I really think even like a two-year-old could play it. I think like Cece started becoming interested when she was around two. She's totally on board with it now. It's called Zingo, and it's kind of like bingo, but with pictures. So you don't have to read to be able to play. Yeah, not too much else to say about it. It's just a really fun game and highly recommend it for preschool and older kids.
Cool. Okay, so another tried and true gift we had here is actually something we got last year for Augie, which is the Kinetic Sand Construction Site Folding Sandbox. We've talked about Kinetic Sand before and how great it is.
Right.
This in particular really catches my kids' imagination because it's like a little box that folds up that contains all the stuff, which is great. It like turns it into a little kit. And there's kinetic sand in there, but there's also like a bulldozer and a dump truck. Or maybe it's just a dump truck. I don't remember. There's like a wrecking ball and a dump truck. And you can like stuff the kinetic sand in the dump truck and it makes bricks. And so just like adding that little element of the construction site really helps keep them interested. And yeah, that thing has been used a lot this year.
Fun.
Yeah, so fun. And that is about $24 right now. So.
Cool. My last one for kids is an outdoor toy that we love, and it's the giant disc swing. If you have a tree with a big branch or anything else that you can affix a large swing to, this is a big hit. It's just like three ropes attached to this big circular disc that the kids can sit on, and more than one kid can sit on. I think even your kids have come over, and Augie has joined my girls, and all three of them have just like flew through the air on this thing. And it's fun. It can go really high. It can spin, although we don't do too many spins. but it's a really, really fun outdoor toy, especially if you've got something you can affix it to.
Yeah, that thing is very fun. And I've got one more suggestion for kids. And this one is actually one I haven't tested, but this is something I want to get the kids for Christmas this year. And that's an LCD writing tablet. It's, from what I can tell, I saw a TikTok about this, and they said that it was a really great tool for kids who really like scribbling and doing art. And Sebastian's super into art. Augie's not so much, but we've had a lot of drama over sharing the magnetic, what about Doodle Pro or whatever those things are called, right? The that you talk about, you know, those old school ones where you have a pen and it brings up like the magnetic thing and you can wipe it clean. So this apparently is like the new version of that, right? You use a pen and you draw on it, and like the light, the LCD lights up behind where you draw, and then you can wipe it clean. So I'm going to try that.
That sounds really fun. I need to add that to Cece's list. I think she would love it.
And there's like a million versions, and I don't have one yet, so I don't know which one's good. But the one I'm linking to has a lot of good reviews and is only $18.
Ooh, perfect.
Okay, so that exhausts my list for little kids. But I do actually have a few suggestions for what to get, like your partner or the grandparents or even like new parents in your life.
Maybe you have a friend who's pregnant or expecting. We have some ideas along those lines too. Why don't we start off with grandparents? Mom, if you're listening, I know you're listening to this episode, skip ahead a few minutes because I don't know, there might be some ideas here and I don't want you to know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Yes, Sherry, I know you listen to the podcast. Hi, Sherry is Corey's mom. Yes, some of these might be things you're getting. So if you want to be surprised on Christmas, skip ahead a couple of minutes.
Okay, Laura, why don't you start us off?
Okay, so my first idea for grandparents is something that I don't have, but it sounds really cool. I heard about it on the like Happier with Gretchen Rubin podcast, or maybe it was Happier in Hollywood. I can never keep straight which one I'm listening to. But it is something called a friendship lamp. Have you ever heard of these?
Oh, I think so. Like when you tap it, it registers and does something on their end, like pulses or something.
Yeah, so there's all these different versions. The one I found on Amazon was called a long-distance friendship lamp. And what it is it's two, like, Wi-Fi-connected lamps that they kind of look like hatch lights, if you know what those look like. They're like sort of towers that can glow different colors. But the idea is that if one person taps it on their end, it changes colors for both people, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, they have different functions. Like you said, they can, like, blink or whatever. But I thought that would be really great to give to my mom. So like she could tap it and it would be in like Augie's room and he could see that like grandma was thinking of him. I think it would be a really nice little gift to like connect the two of them.
That is so cute.
I think Augie would really love that. And I do think my mom would love it too, to know that like he's tapping on the lamp to like say hi.
Aww. That is so cute. I imagine my girls would not want to stop tapping it. It would be like a disco party at Nana's house. My idea is a service I haven't tried yet, but I love the idea of it, and I am probably going to try it. It's called Nanagram, which is perfect because my mom is Nana. And what you do is text or email photos of the grandkids, of course, to whatever your subscription number is. And then what they do is print the picture, like 4x6 glossy print, and mail it to the person, to the receiving end. So I know my mom loves hanging up pictures on her refrigerator, and this way she doesn't have to print them out at Walgreens or on her printer, whatever. It's just an automatic service. Like every month, she'll get a handful of printed pictures that she can put on her fridge or wherever she wants to put them.
Oh, I love that.
Super cute, huh?
Yeah, I used a similar service called TouchNote with my dad, actually, because, you know, I couldn't really call him or anything towards the end, but I could send him photos.
Oh.
So I was sending, they send postcards, but it doesn't sound quite as simple as what you're explaining, because you still would have to like fill out the postcard and like hit send, but you just have to like send it to a number and everything else is automated.
That's what it sounds like. Once you sign up, you get a special number to text to, and whatever pictures you text to that number, they ship those photos to Nana.
How fun. Oh my gosh. Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Okay, so speaking of sending photos, my final grandparent suggestion is actually one of our sponsors right now. It's Skylight Frames, which is a digital photo frame. The cool thing about these digital frames is not just that like they rotate photos, and they actually can show videos, I think, too.
Oh, cool.
But you can like remotely send the photos to the frame anytime, like whoever you want to set up. Like, so, you know, if you give it to a grandparent, you can have like all of the family sign up to be a contributor to the frame, and then they can just like send updated photos whenever they want. My mom has one and she loves it. She loves when she sees a new photo pop up. Like, it's just so fun. It's such a great idea. And right now we do have a promo code. So if you go to skylightframes.com and use code POSITIVE, you'll get $15 off. So that's going on right now.
Yeah.
So definitely worth a try. But yeah, they're super cool.
So cool. I love that. My last one is something I'm probably going to get for my mom because she loves puzzles. She and my stepdad do puzzles all the time, and it occurred to me that maybe we could make a personalized puzzle with a picture of the grandkids on it. And that's what's going to happen. I'm going to find one of the cutest pics of the girls and make it into maybe a 1,000-piece puzzle and send that her way. There's a lot of places you can do this. There's even some right on Amazon where you can customize the puzzle. Another site I found is called puzzleyou.com. And I just think that'd be really fun for them to put together the pieces of those little cheeks and little eyes of their little grandkids.
Yeah, for sure. I actually got a personalized puzzle from my brother last year with pictures of his dog.
Awesome. That's such a good idea. Love it.
Okay, so we're going to move on to gifts for the other adults in your life. But I do think we need to take a quick break before we do that.
All right. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners, this episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Okay, we're back and we've got some more gift suggestions for you.
So I don't know about you, Shauna, but Corey is so hard to buy for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, he is so hard for me to buy presents for. I just cracked myself up way too much.
You're very funny. No, I mean, it's that would also be true. But you know what? I feel like Steve isn't necessarily hard to buy for. He just likes expensive things.
Yeah, which makes it hard to buy for when I'm like, what do you want for the holidays? He's like, oh, this $2,000 audio system. I'm like, let's bring the budget down a bit.
But I have figured out two things that I might like to get Corey this year. This is it so far, by the way. Like, I really have no more ideas. So I'm going to be listening to your ideas for Steve very closely.
Okay.
The first is something I've actually gotten him in the past, but I might get him again, which are joggers from Vuori. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Oh. Okay.
It's spelled V-U-O-R-I. Vuori? Vuori? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think they've targeted me on Instagram. Okay.
So they, I don't know, Corey found them on some list of like the best joggers a couple years ago. And now he's like obsessed with their clothes and they're really, really nice. They're like super nice joggers where you can like feel like you're wearing comfortable pants, but still go out and look, you know, put together.
Mm.
The ones he likes are like $98. So I might get him another pair of those. It seems
nice.
Boring, but he wears the heck out of them. So it would be useful.
Practical.
Yeah, practical.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I was thinking is maybe an Apple AirTag or two. Do you guys have any of those?
Mm-mm. What are those for?
They're kind of like tile trackers, but they're Apple brand. And they're just little tags that you put on whatever, your keys or in your wallet. And to help like find your stuff. So it works with like GPS or something and like connecting with other Apple devices anonymously. I don't even really understand it, but it works if you've like completely lost them, not just like in your house, but like, a lot of people put them on luggage apparently so that you know if your like luggage has made it onto the wrong plane or something. Like it works that well. And what's really cool too is like it can make a noise and it also like if you're close enough to it, you can have your phone out and it like tells you if you're facing the right direction, like to try to find it.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And for the amount of times I've had him ask me like, where's my wallet? Have you seen my wallet? I think maybe an AirTag. It might be a stocking stuffer in his future.
For sure. I want to put one on a bracelet and put it on my children when we go to crowded events.
Honestly, I think you should. I think that's a great idea. Or like on their shoe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. That's all I've thought of for Corey. I need help. What are some ideas you have for Steve?
All right. I'm going to be honest that I don't know yet what I'm going to get him for Christmas this year. I haven't even had like the energy to start brainstorming it. These are things that he has that I've either gotten him in the past or things we have that he enjoys a lot and I know would make great gifts for a partner. The first is a VR headset. A VR meaning virtual reality. Like, honestly, I did not even really realize that when he got this thing. I was like, what is this thing? It's like this big, huge goggle thing that you put over your eyes, and then you have these two like hand things. I'm terrible at describing it because this is so not my world, which is what makes it hard to buy gifts for Steve and for partners. Sometimes it's just like, I don't even understand what it is they like. But I have tried it because we own it. And it really is like this 3D immersive world that you can play games in when you put this headset on. You can't see anything around you. You play games in a 3D world. And it's really cool. He loves it. Even Elle loves it. She begs to play. She calls it headset. She's like, I want to play headset. She likes to play it too. And it's just a really fun, cool gadget if your partner likes gaming.
Those things kind of scare me, but it does seem like it would be fun.
It's a bit nauseating. I can't wear it for a long time. I get kind of disoriented. And since I'm prone to headaches, I'm just but they love it.
All right. Okay. Check.
Does Corey like games? Do you think he'd like something like that?
Maybe. I mean, he likes playing with, you know, he has a PlayStation, but he rarely has time to do that anymore. And I'm not sure he'd like VR. I'd have to ask him. I think he's a little skeptical of it, to be honest.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask him.
Yeah. The next item is a drone. Specifically, Steve wants me to let you know that the DJI Mini 2 is the way to go with the drone. If you've got someone who might like flying a little plane around for fun. This is the thing to get. He also uses it to check if there's leaves building up on the roof of the house.
That's smart.
Yeah. We've used it for family photos because it's got a 4K camera and we like fly it up a little bit and like smile and it can take a family picture from a distance.
That's so smart.
But it's a fun little gadget. It's really fun to watch him fly around the neighborhood. You know, like we live kind of near an arm of the LA River and he just like flies it down there. And it amazes me that he can like navigate it like under the bridges and the overpasses and, you know, not knock it into trees and stuff. It's a fun little thing.
That does sound very fun. And you know what? That's reminding me of a toy that I forgot to put on my list, but my kids have been loving right now, which is like a toy drone for kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one that their uncle Dan brought down for a visit recently. And like, I think he didn't intend to leave it, but it got left behind. And it's kind of shaped like a disc. And it has like sensory awareness. So like it will fly up and then it will like avoid objects and hover. And these kids lose their minds chasing it. They think it's the funniest thing that's ever happened. They love it. The way it activates is you like throw it up in the air and then like it falls down and stops itself, you know, with its little drone things. And so Augie loves throwing it up in the air and getting it activated.
Fun.
And I looked on Amazon to try to find the same one he had, and it looks like the one that he has is about $25. So it's not like the bank, because I feel like Steve's drone is probably a little more than $25.
Yeah, it's a lot more. You don't want your kids throwing it up in the air, that's for sure.
But yeah, they really love these little drones. So yeah, definitely add that to the list.
Okay, so those are pricey. I have something on the complete opposite end of the price spectrum, which is just a fun little card game that we love playing. It's so hilarious. Whenever we play, we just like laugh our asses off and it's really fun. So if you and your partner like to play card games, board games, etc., this might be a good choice. It's called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza card game. Okay. That's the name of the game. And I can't even really explain it except that it's just really fun. I believe you can play with two people. We usually play with like when his sister comes in town or we have a friend around or something, but super fun game, great stocking stuffer, and it's like $9.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so finally we're going to move on to a few suggestions for new parents or even expecting parents in your life. Okay, so my first are actually like two book suggestions. If you have a person who enjoys reading and enjoys researching what they're going through. So the two books are Mom Genes by Abigail Tucker, and that's subtitled Inside the New Science of Our Ancient Maternal Instinct. And it's a book I talked about in the podcast before. It might have even been my BFP, but it's just a super interesting look at like the science between becoming a mother, or matrescence, if you will. And I just really enjoyed it. It was just a really fun read. It gave me a lot of little tidbits, little pieces of trivia that I love. So that was a fun one.
I still need to read that. I can't believe I haven't read that one.
I can't believe you haven't read it.
I know you've talked about it before.
You got to get it. Get it on Libby.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
And then the other one is one I just read, or rather listened to the audiobook of. It's called Essential Labor, Mothering as Social Change. And that's by Angela Garbez. And she also wrote a book that I talked about in the show called Like a Mother, which was a feminist journey through the science and culture of pregnancy. But this is her newest book, and it's just like a really artfully done collection of like almost essays about her life and her experience as a mother and her experience as a having a mother and how that ties into the act of mothering as like very important to our social fabric, like the importance of mothering, and not necessarily mothering by mothers, but other people who mother, like other caretakers, etc. And it's just it's a really important book. It's a really insightful book. It was a really compelling book to read. So highly recommend that book as well.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful book. I need to check that one out too myself. So that's going on my list as well. Lately, I have been spending a lot of time on like Etsy and Society6 and all these different like kind of artsy websites because I've been trying to buy some new stuff for my home. And I came across a style, I guess, of art that I think could be interesting for people who are expecting, or maybe just parents in general, and that is ultrasound art. People will send in like the picture, their sonogram picture, and an artist will like render it in a watercolor or, you know, there's all kinds of different artists doing different things along these lines. I also saw art done with like the fetal heart monitor, you know, like the up and down of the heartbeat they turned into art. One of them turned a picture of an embryo, like an IVF embryo, into like a watercolor painting. And, you know, I've got my embryo shot of Cece. I'm like, maybe I'll have to do something like that. So this is a whole new world of art that I never knew existed and just wanted to share.
Oh, that does sound really cool. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. Although your one particular ultrasound image might not be the best choice.
It might be a good Halloween decor.
Ah, so cute. All right. You have anything else?
All right. So I do have one more suggestion for expecting parents. This is something I'm actually getting a friend of mine who's about to have twins. She's in her third trimester with twins. And she has let me know that she wants to breastfeed. And I should say that this is a gift you should only give to someone if you know explicitly and for sure that they want to breastfeed. Because if you get this for them and they're not planning to breastfeed or they're on the fence, it could seem overbearing, okay? But if you know for sure someone really, really has their heart set on breastfeeding, what I would suggest is gifting them a consultation with a lactation consultant. A prenatal consultation with a lactation consultant. And of course, I would suggest our friend from the Milk Minute podcast, Heather O'Neill. She does virtual visits and she actually can have some of her visits covered by health insurance. So you could even find out if their visit would get covered and just organize it for them and then maybe get them like a series chill flask instead. Do you know what those are?
No.
Okay. So just to jump on, a Series Chill is like this really cool vacuum flask thing for storing your pumped breast milk. It's like this newfangled device, basically, that like keeps your breast milk at a good temperature, like safe for 20 or more hours.
Cool.
So you don't need a refrigerator. You can like pump straight into it. It like attaches to your pump flanges and it's really cool. So anyway, if it's covered by insurance, get them one of those instead. But if it's not, you can pay for this lactation consultant visit. And I've heard that one of like the biggest advantages to breastfeeding success is like the amount of education you get for breastfeeding, especially prenatally. So doing this is super, super helpful. If you find someone that you've got a personal recommendation for, you know that they'll be well taken care of, and it just helps get questions answered before birth so they can have a little bit of an idea of what's going on before they're like completely sleep deprived and exhausted with a new baby.
Right. It's so hard to navigate all of that and figure it out when you're in that state of just having had the baby and who knows how long you've been laboring and then you're sleep deprived. It was such a whirlwind for me. I can only imagine how much it would have helped me to have met with someone ahead of time. I think that's such a brilliant gift.
Yeah. So that's what I'm actually giving our friends. They know it's not a surprise. They've been listening to the podcast, but especially for twins. I mean, I don't even know. You know, like she's asked me for advice. I'm like, man, things might all be out the window for twins. Like, I don't know how to handle twins, but you know who does? And IBCLC. So
There you go.
If you want to book with Heather, you can go to breastfeedingforbusymoms.com and that's where she schedules her stuff. But yeah, it's a great resource and that's what I would recommend.
Love it. Well, Laura, I think that wraps up our gift giving guide for 2022.
Yeah, we hope it was helpful for everyone. I know I always love getting ideas for gifts, so we wanted to give back.
Yes, I hope it was helpful. And don't forget, if you want to find information on any of this stuff, we have it all listed on our website at bigfatpositivepodcast.com/gifts. And if you want to share your gift ideas with us, what you're getting your loved ones this year, you know we would love to hear all of that. So please reach out.
We are on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always throw a voice memo in there. Just send it to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join the coolest group of people on the internet, just search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a private group, so you have to request to join and answer those two membership questions so we know you're not a robot. And if you do that, you'll get sent straight through to the amazing conversations we're having in there.
Our show's produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Happy holidays and happy shopping. Bye.
Bye.